today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
The underworld shivers when the name of Jesus is spoken. So we need to get in a place where we shiver when we hear the name Jesus. We throw up our hands when we hear the name Jesus. We praise with complete abandonment when we hear the name Jesus. Come on, exalt the Lord with me. Let us magnify his name together. Somebody's aware that he keeps covenant from generation to generation. He's Lord of all.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Davidic Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 through 17.
2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, and then verse 4 through 6, and then verse 12 through 17. And the word of the Lord is on the screen. Now it came to pass, when the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, "Now see, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tents, inside tent curtains." Look at verse 4. "But it happened that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, 'Go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, will you build a house for me to dwell in? For I have not dwelled in a house since the time I brought the children of Israel up from Egypt, even to this day, but have moved about in a tent and in a tabernacle.'" Verse 12. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of a son of the sons of men. But my mercy will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever." Verse 17, "According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David." Can that church say amen? Amen. I'm ministering a message called The Covenant Keeping God. How many of you know God keeps covenant? Yes. Amen. I've done several messages on that, but today at the early service, I want to share with you the covenant called the Davidic covenant. So the subject is the Davidic covenant, or the covenant that God cut with David. We're following that at 11 o'clock with a message entitled, "Jesus, the Son of David." So, Father, I give you praise as I teach. I thank you for this moment, and I pray that as we transition into the word, that the soil, the fallow ground has been tilled and is ready to receive the word of the Lord. So that I will ask that as I teach, that you would be glorified. Thank you for ears to hear a mind to comprehend, for a heart to receive, and a spirit to contain your word, and we will give you praise for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, minstrels. God bless you. It is good to be here. I said it is good to be here. Amen. You don't have to be quiet. You can say amen. The covenant-keeping God. I want to welcome Thomas Brown, one of our ministers here who lost his father. He and Kathleen, who are members of this church, of 98 years old, and down in Jamaica. And Thomas had a chance to go and spend the last 3 weeks of his life with him. And I pray for the entire Brown family who stretched out not only from Jamaica but up in Canada. And for those members of the family who are grieving their father, I pray for you. We welcome Thomas back to the house of the Lord. Amen. Let us continue to pray for Kathleen and for their offspring as they grieve the loss of a wonderful father. I also would like to encourage you to pray for other members of our church. Lynn Thompson, Lynn Ward Thompson, who lost her mother this week as well. And I've had to minister there as well. So continue to pray for her, and pray for Antoine Johnson, whose mother is on life support even now. Some of our people are going home this week. And it is a time to really worship the Lord and pray and honor each other by just praying for the body as we go through these moments. And if you know anything about losing a loved one, you know how they feel. And I wanted to bring that in because God is a covenant-keeping God, even through death. He's a covenant-keeping God. From generation to generation, he's Lord. Paul said it like this, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor rulers, no demonic force, nothing high or nothing low, can separate me, come on, from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on, we don't grieve like everybody else grieves. We know in whom we believe. Come on, they graduated. They made it home. Come on, Thomas Brown. Tell Jesus I love him. And that's why worship is so important. Because worship is that exchange, surrendering of our will in exchange for his will. And when we worship God, we're saluting our King. Amen. You are the Most High God. I said, you are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. Here we see in the second book of Samuel, a message as God unfolds his covenant with one man, and his name is King David. History, after the death of Moses, his minister, the scripture says Joshua was Moses' minister. He didn't become God's minister until after Moses died. And there are people that we need to assign ourselves to, not just to God. Now, let me say it again. Moses had a minister, and his name was Joshua. He is called in the scripture Moses' minister. There are people today that don't understand that kind of connection. They say, well, I'm not connected with a person. I'm just connected with Jesus. But that's not how the body works. The body works as the scripture has said, that you should have somebody in the earth that you're tied to spiritually. Amen. You should have somebody that you call your spiritual guide or leader in the earth. Everybody should have that. Amen. Just like you have a doctor, you don't have a problem with saying, that's my doctor. If you have an attorney, you'll say, that's my attorney. And if you have somebody that works with your finances, a CPA, you'll say, that's my CPA. And if you have a business, you'll say, that's my business. And you should be able to say, that's my bishop. You should be able to say, that's my bishop. Come on, I'm helping. You should be able to say, that's my bishop. Stop trying to be super spiritual and irrelevant to what God is saying. We're not like the world. Whether you like it or not, the president is your president. The previous president was your president. The one before that was your president. The one before that was your president. This is your nation. You have to have association. And to millennials, you got to associate with somebody. For those that are not connected, it's time to get reconnected, because you have to associate with somebody. Well, Bishop, I love the Lord. There are many who say, I love the Lord. Even demons tremble at the sound of his name. The Bible says demons know the Lord. And when they hear his name, they shudder. You don't shudder when you hear his name. You recline. The underworld shivers when the name of Jesus is spoken. So we need to get in a place where we shiver when we hear the name Jesus. We throw up our hands when we hear the name Jesus. We praise with complete abandonment when we hear the name Jesus. Come on, exalt the Lord with me. Let us magnify his name together. Somebody knows he's a covenant-keeping God. Somebody's aware that he keeps covenant from generation to generation. He's Lord of all. So after the death of Moses, his minister Joshua leads God's people into Cana. And eventually, the people demand a king. They go through several centuries with judges after the death of Joshua, where judges rule the nation. It is a chaotic time for the nation of Israel, where judges rule. And they begin to look at other nations around them and desire to have a king like the other nations. It offended God, because God says, I'm your king. They weren't satisfied with having a spiritual authority. They wanted someone they can touch, someone they can feel. And Saul emerged from the tribe of Benjamin as the first king, anointed king by the prophet Samuel, to be the first king of Israel. But Saul failed to obey God. So he rejected him as king. Here we see in the 7th chapter of 2 Samuel, the Davidic covenant, get a glimpse of a kingdom that would have no end. We know that David was born and he died, but we get a glimpse of a kingdom. It is prophesied by Nathan that the kingdom that God is establishing through David would have no end. And the role of the prophets are central to the unfolding of God's plan for redemption. Each covenant that I've covered today, from the Noahic covenant and then the Abrahamic covenant and then the Mosaic covenant, or the covenant to the nation of Israel based on laws, now the Davidic covenant, and in the future, hopefully on Resurrection Day, we will deal with the new covenant. But I want to share with you the role of the prophets are central to the unfolding of God's plan. And you'll see that the prophets prophesied of this kind of covenant that he cut with David, because this covenant is a glimpse of a kingdom that would have no end. I'm going to say it for the third time. David's covenant is a glimpse into a covenant or a kingdom that would have no end, and it ties perfectly with the new covenant. It is the first stage of a new covenant. And when we deal with David, we deal with something new. We deal with something that is fresh, vibrant, and dynamic. How many of you want a fresh, vibrant, and dynamic relationship with the Lord? I heard Natasha Cobb singing today. She said, "Lord, I'm in love with you." And I asked the question to myself, can we really fall in love with God? She says, "I'm in love with you." And I asked the question, can we fall in love with the Spirit? Yes, we can. So come on, say, yes, we can. We can fall in love with God, hallelujah, that when we worship, nobody has to tell us to lift up our hands. And nobody has to tell us to spin around. And nobody has to tell us to focus and to get out of our attitude. Nobody has to say that to you. You're so in love with God, you're blind to what everybody else is saying and what everybody else is doing and what everybody else is feeling. You're connected with the Spirit of God, and tears flow down your eyes and your mouth gets wide open and your heart opens up as well, and you welcome the presence of the Lord in you to commune with you, to talk with you, and to energize you and to strengthen you to do great things in the earth. Can somebody say amen? God wants a few people that will love him, and not just love him, but love him in spirit and in truth, to fall in love with Jesus, because that's the best thing. That's the best thing. That's the best thing. That's the best thing. It's the best thing that you could ever do, is to fall in love with Jesus. The best thing I've ever done. It's okay to say I love him. It's okay to say I'm falling in love with Jesus, and it is the best thing I've ever done. Glory to God. In the Davidic covenant, we get a glimpse of a kingdom that will have no end. It is prophesied in the 7th chapter of the 2nd book of Samuel. Here we see two major prophets. The book is written by Samuel. But we also see the prophet Nathan. We believe Nathan could have completed the book of 2 Samuel after Samuel's death. Some theologians believe that is true. But Samuel was the last judge. And I want you to see this. The nation went from Abraham. Abraham has a family. That family grows, glory to God, through Isaac and Jacob. Jacob has 12 sons. Thus, the 11th of them becomes the governor of Egypt. And while in Egypt, a famine pushes them to Egypt. And they bow to Zaphnath-Paneah, just like he dreamed. And God uses the young lad, now the governor of Egypt, to preserve the family line. He says, "I've already talked to Pharaoh, and he's given me the land of Goshen, and I will send you there. There I will nourish you. Bring your herds, your wives, your family, and all of your lineage, and I will nourish you in the best part of Egypt." It's called Goshen. And Joseph did so. Eventually, Joseph died, and a Pharaoh is raised up that didn't remember Joseph. And he began to attack the nation of Israel and enslave them to with a hard task master. And the Bible says that Moses, hallelujah, was placed in a basket of bulrushes by his mother and released to the Nile. They didn't know that he would be the prince of Egypt and then become the man to lead them out of Egypt into the promised land. And you never know what you release to God, how it's going to return back to you. Even if it's seed, if you just release it to God, if you just give it to God, when it comes back as a harvest, it will blow your ever-loving mind.
And there's a few people that need to release some stuff that you're holding on to. You're holding on to it tight. You're fearful of what is coming next. But what you got to do is start learning how to work with God and just release it to God. You can't handle what you have. You can't protect it. You got to release it to God and trust God with it. And when you trust God with it, when it returns, it may be the thing that delivers you. Am I preaching to anybody or teaching anybody today? You got to get out of that miser spirit and learn how to worship the Lord. Glory to God. And the Bible says that Moses leads them out, a type of salvation. He goes in the covenant with Noah. He goes in the covenant with Abraham. He goes in the covenant with the nation of Israel and uses Moses to do so. Moses leads them out. Joshua takes them in. And after Joshua's death, there are a few judges that rise to the occasion. Gideon is one of them. And Samuel is the last of the judges. He's a unique man because not only is he a judge for the nation, he's a prophet. And the Bible says his words, glory to God, never fell to the ground. Could you imagine a man, everything he says, God honors it. Everything he says, God honors it to such a degree that people, when Samuel would come to a village, they would say, are you coming in peace or not? Because if you say it's going to rain, even though we don't see any clouds in the sky, God's going to make clouds come in a minute or two and rain is falling. If you tell us that we're going to be delivered, God delivers us. And I just appreciate a man like that, and I want to be a man. How many people want to be a man or a woman like that? That when you speak, God honors what you say. So we see the end of Samuel was to reign as a judge, and he was used by God. Notice he was a lonely man because his mother, which was barren, asked God. Her name was Hannah. She said, God, if you give me a child, I'm going to give him back to you. And so she released the boy after she gave birth to him to a man by the name of Eli. So he wasn't raised in his mother's house. And I see a tear there. It's amazing to me how God can pull people out. When they look over their shoulder, they don't see a family tree. For the young lad Samuel, he could hear God, but he didn't know his voice. He wasn't even familiar with God. He had to learn how to know his voice. He could hear his voice, but he didn't know it until Eli instructed him. So his mother's voice wasn't there. His father's voice wasn't there. God's voice was there, but he didn't recognize him. And I see a major issue here. If God didn't adopt the boy, he could have been left alone. Or never even raise or become everything that God wanted him to be. And for some of you that are sitting under my voice right now, that can't look over your shoulder at your pedigree for an example. If God didn't watch over you, nobody would know your name today. But God watched over you during those times because he has something special that he wants you to do. Notice all of this stuff that Samuel went through. The loneliness. The Bible didn't really talk about his family tree. It just says that his sons, when he was getting older, they didn't obey the law of God. And they broke his heart. He taught them. Notice he's doing everything he's supposed to do. But his sons still went awry. And his heart is broken again. Also, this man who is a premier prophet is sent to be the mentor of the first king. And the first king failed. So all of this power in his life, all of this history in his life, the last judge, and he look over his ministry and he weeps over the king because finally God has given me something to work with. I gave him the word of the Lord, but he just was so self-willed, he wouldn't listen. Isn't it amazing how God can take somebody like you that's powerful and assign you with people who don't want to hear God, and you seem like everything you do, they just throw it away. It seems like every time you try to present something powerful to them, they reject it, and God still has you going back over and over and over again. Get your eyes off them. Whatever they think doesn't matter at all. You got to make sure you do what God is calling you to do. The key is to please God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Davidic Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2204-1008. That's reference number 2204-1008.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. Get ready for Special Forces Boots on the Ground, Ambassadors for Christ Evangelism Training Day on Saturday, October 8th from 8 a.m. until noon. The training is designed to help churches and individuals become more effective and confident in sharing the Christian faith with others. It will all take place at Truth Reveal. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or the website to register. CARE Learning Center is looking for volunteers to tutor students in grades K through 12 and college. Although teachers are preferred, other caring professionals are also considered. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or the website to sign up. Abishai Inspired Men, join Bishop Clark and special guests live or in person for Men's Fellowship on Saturday, September 10th at 9 a.m.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.